Dictation for Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T, M-O-N-T, like Tom, G-O-M-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 5-12-1960. Date of accident, 8-10-2022. Date of service, 2-28-2023. The gentleman was involved in an automobile accident where the car was T-boned on the driver's side, leading to headaches with dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, confusion, fearful of the event, lack of focus, lack of concentration, vomiting, and erectile dysfunction, along with pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back to the tune of 10, with shooting pain to the both legs all the way, and also involvement of both arms involving the right thumb, as numbness and tingling, and pain in the right forearm, and pain in both the hips and tailbone area. All of these pains were reported to be 10. The patient has continued on a conservative treatment along with physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. He also underwent injection treatment involving lumbar epidural steroid injections times 4 and 2 sacroiliac joint injections and 2 times shoulder injection for rotator cuff and then 2 knee injections. The patient does have moderate relief, but not complete relief. And patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that his pains are still continuing the same. He has pain around 9 in the area of the neck, mid-back, and lower back, the left shoulder, left elbow, and the left hand and left thumb, with radiation to the both buttocks and both legs. There is a difficulty walking. ADLs are gravely affected, especially walking ability is 9. The work and sleep is affected 8, and general activity is affected 6. 80% relief, however, has been reported by the patient after the injection treatments and physical therapy treatment. The in the system review, positive symptoms are ongoing headaches with fainting, difficulty sleeping, weakness, anxiety, panic, and nightmares. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, fatigue, tension, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or any loss of memory. Although the patient is seeing a neurologist and a neuropsych people for consultation and treatment. In the pain and numbness, patient has a positive pain in the shoulder, especially the left, the neck pain, mid-back, upper back pain, lower back pain, and along with sciatica to both the buttocks, both legs posteriorly, as well as stiffness in the neck and the lower back and shoulder stiffness on the left side. The patient is compliant and has a moderate difficulty walking. He is using a cane to walk with. He has been provided DMEs and he's continuing on physical therapy in Flint area along with the chiropractic treatment. The in the GI, no positive symptoms. In the GU, incontinence of the urine. Respiratory, no positive symptoms. Last 30 days, patient report there is a improvement in the pain and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications are oxycodone from his primary care physician. Substance abuse, none is reported except marijuana. And compliance history, patient seems fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 142 over 101, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is same from previous visit with no changes. Dated 1-18-2023, dictation number is 0119-049. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue refer the patient to neurology. She was referred to Dr. Sunita Tumala at Genesis Hospital. She's been referred to a psychiatrist. A neuropsych referral has been provided. In addition, MRI of the right knee, left shoulder, and left hip were ordered. They were not done yet at the McLaren Hospital, and pain pathology still remains sealed. The MRI for the lumbar spine are positive. The X-ray of the hip do show degenerative changes. In the lumbar spine, there was a mild facet hypertrophy at L4-L5 and a disc herniation at L5-S1 and a left central disc herniation at C3-4 and a degenerative change leading to mild canal stenosis at C4-5. The patient is compliant and he comes for his injection treatment, which are also helping him. And he has been advised to soak in a warm water, use lidocaine ointment and lidocaine gel. The patient is referred to an orthopedic surgeon for a possible possibility of surgical consult to see if a patient qualifies for surgery. And we are waiting for the new MRIs to arrive, and then he'll be scheduled. So far, patient has been doing reasonably well. Thank you.